All right, let's turn now to big news from the Food and Drug Administration, news on the home front.
I don't need another flu shot. I had a flu shot last year.
A swine flu epidemic may be coming.
Swine flu shot? Well, I don't know. I've been thinking about it.
Get a shot of protection. The swine flu shot.
Now, if that public service announcement sounded a little bit dated to you, you've got good ears. It's actually a swine flu PSA from 1976, the last time swine flu was a factor in the United States. Well, yesterday, the HHS Secretary Kathleen Sebelius announced that U.S. regulators have approved a vaccine against H1N1, also known as the swine flu. Even more, the U.S. government has purchased nearly 200 million doses of the vaccine and plans to give it out for free to anybody who wants it. My next guest says this is one of the largest medical initiatives in the history of flu. Joining us is our friend of the show, Dr. Richard Wenzel, Chairman of the Department of Internal Medicine at VCU, Virginia Commonwealth University. Welcome back to the program, Doctor.
Yeah, thank you.
So nearly 200 million doses. How are they going to get this into the arms and in some cases up the noses of Americans who need to be vaccinated?
Well, the way it works is health departments actually submit an order to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta. The CDC then has an agreement with a distributor called McKesson. McKesson then ships to the end users, clinics, offices, health departments, hospitals, mass vaccination sites. So all that should occur pretty quickly once it's available.
In terms of paying for it, Sebelius says it's going to be free, but that's maybe or maybe not true. I mean, the vaccine itself is free, but that doesn't mean the administration or the doctor fees are taken care of.
That's correct. Unless you're at one of the large public health organized, large-scale vaccination clinics, there may be a vaccine delivery fee, and that can be maybe $15 or so at some clinics.
So that there have been, Dr. Wenzel, I got to ask you, because there have been enormous problems in recent years, not long ago, with our vaccine distribution system. We seem to have gotten the manufacturing down. It seems like that's going to be not a problem this time. But it's not always manufacturing that causes shortages. Distribution is a problem. People lining up at CVS's and grocery stores to get their shots, waiting online. Do you have confidence that this grandiose plan in schools, daycare centers, workplaces is going to get 190 million doses into 190 million arms?
Well, I don't know if we'll get 190 million people accepting the vaccine. That's a big question mark. I think the vaccine will be delivered to the sites. There may be some lines in some place, but in some ways, I don't hear people, say, clamoring for the flag to drop, and they'll run right in there. So I think eventually we'll have the vaccine, but whether or not it'll be highly accepted is still a question for me.
How high of a priority would you like it to be for citizens? And I ask it in terms of the other things people are being asked to do. Of course, get vaccinated is one thing, but there's something much simpler and cheaper, which is don't cough into your hand and wash those hands over and over and over and avoid shaking hands. Is vaccine going to be a high priority, or do people think they can just get away with hand washing if they even do that?
Well, all those other measures are really important, but the vaccine is really number one, number two, and number three priority. It's the keystone always of an infection control program.
People have been resistant to vaccine in the past for lots of different reasons. I know you have misgivings about whether they'll accept it. Any indication of whether the latest round of PSAs, we have Elmo, we had the president calling on people to get vaccinated, is that going to sink in?
I think it'll help, really. I mean, we do have an epidemic that targets particularly young adults and children, some of whom are dying of preventable infection. We have a lot of uncertainty whether this virus will get more aggressive or not, or resistant to our drugs. So I think these are reasons why people will probably line up in favor of the vaccine.
Flu season is on the way back. H1N1 will be part of the flu season this year. The FDA has approved a vaccine. Dr. Richard Wenzel, Chairman of the Department of Internal Medicine at Virginia Commonwealth University, thanks for joining us to talk
about it. A pleasure.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.